Hi there, I'm Morris Sims, and I'm the host of the Business of Sales podcast, powered by Allego. This, however, is the short form of the Business of Sales. Short because I think you might want something that's, you know, short and to the point, that's going to present a concept or a principle that you can use in your business right now, today. Allego.com is our sponsor, and the Allego.com is a very interesting site. If you have anything to do with sales, I challenge you to go to Allego.com and search around and just see what you can learn. While you're there, schedule a demonstration and see exactly what Allego could do for you and your organization. It might be something that you want to look into. It might be something that could make a big difference in your business, in your organization, and your life. Check on it. Go to Allego.com. Let me know what you think. For right now, let's get on with this show. I got myself in trouble a week or so ago when I wrote an email about Napoleon Hill. He teaches in his material that there's a law that basically says that you're going to be rewarded based on what you do. The concept is that if you always give more than you're being paid for, then that's going to profit you in the long run. Work that extra hour, come in early, stay late, take on that extra project, mentor that new person on the team, serve on that committee, none of which is going to directly increase your pay. But if you'll do those things, in the long run, it's going to help you. Okay, so how does this concept and talking about this today on the short form do any good for you in your business today? Well, do you have any team members who believe that they should be paid more than you're paying them? I bet you do. I never worked a day in corporate America where, in my opinion, I should not have been paid more than what I was being paid, and I think I should have been paid more than what was showing up in my checking account every 2 weeks. And I was absolutely certain that I deserved a promotion. Well, listen to this. Longer than normal explanation that I hope is going to provide you with some concepts and principles that you can use when you have to have that compensation conversation with members of your team. You ready? All right. Well, that email that I sent out went to my email subscriber list. And if you'd like to get on that list, we'd love to have you. Go to my website, morrissims.com, and an optional pop-up for you to join our list. That email was my response to what I'm hearing about quiet quitting. Quiet quitting, which is, as I understand it, and I'm no expert in this, but it's just the way I understand it, it's the opposite of what Napoleon Hill taught. It's what I believed all my whole life, and this quiet quitting is the opposite of that. The quiet quitting concept is that I should do only what is required of me and no more unless the company is willing to pay me more for it. I hear things like, you know, you just don't understand, Morris. This is old school. They don't care about me. They only care about themselves, and I'm not going to be walked all over by the big guy. Okay. Well, hang on a minute. You know, I just read that out loud for the first time. I wrote it, and then I just said it. Now you tell me. You tell me. What does that sound like to you? I don't think anybody who might say that has any bad intent at all. They're just telling us like they see it and like they're experiencing it in their lives. But when I actually said it, it just sort of hit me like a ton of bricks. Break it down for a minute. They don't care about me. They only care about themselves. The focus of that statement is on me and they, right? I'm not going to be walked over by the big guy. And then there's an unspoken word that comes after that, anymore. The unspoken word is anymore. I'm not going to be walked on by the big guy anymore because I feel like I have been walked on and taken advantage of in my view. So this person who might have said that or who would say that, anybody that would say that, has been hurt and is feeling alone and victimized. I don't know. That's what struck me at least. These are things that someone who considers themselves a victim might say. It's for sure that in business, there's the setting of their expectations was not right. Their expectations are not being met. They expect to be treated in a particular way, and it's just not happening. there has been a terrible miscommunication. See, I believe in the world of business that in working, there are two groups of jobs, not people, jobs, sets of responsibilities. One set of responsibilities or jobs consists of doing the activities and the things that your job description says you're supposed to do every day. At the extreme, you might even say this kind of job could come with a checklist. Do these things, check off these 10, 15 things, and if you've done your job well today and you've checked off all 15 of your things, then okay, now you can go home and we'll see you again in the morning and you can start your checklist all over again. This kind of job is compensated with a wage that meets industry guidelines in most cases today. It fits within the compensation structure of the company that you work for. You'll probably get a raise every year if you keep doing a good job as evaluated by your supervisor, and you might even get a promotion if that's available within the system. We might call this person an individual contributor. The job is absolutely necessary in the operation of the company, and it's valued for the work that is done. But realize that in this kind of job, the risk is low. Chances are real good there's going to be a paycheck at the end of every 2 weeks. The Eagle will come and dump some money in your checking account every couple of weeks. Good work is done that supports the company and helps keep revenue flowing. It is a very important part of the organization, and it's good, but it's compensated in that fashion within the system, and it's compensated within the guidelines, or I don't know if the guidelines is right, but it's compensated in a benchmark way with other people and other companies that do the same kind of job. It's low risk. And frankly, I hate to say this, but there's a lot of people that can fall in and take the place of the person in that kind of job fairly easily. Oh, and sure, it's going to take some time, and you're going to lose some experience and some knowledge, and some knowledge management's going to be having to come into play, but the new person will eventually provide the same or better level of work than their predecessor did. Low risk, fairly easily replaced. Now, there's another set of jobs that can, or job responsibilities that have more responsibility for business results. At the extreme, we're talking about the work that brings more revenue to the company. Maybe that's from sales or from the CEO and the leadership team making decisions about the strategies the company will choose to implement. I know one person who was elected to the CEO position because he was smart enough to find a way to spin off a section of the company and make millions of dollars from that sale. The return on the investment for the sale was enormous. He did his rain dance, and boy, howdy, it poured down rain that floated him right into the CEO, chairman of the board of directors position for a multi-billion dollar company. He's a rainmaker. Or maybe in this example, the job is to find and develop new customers for our business, for our company. In this job, the compensation plan pays a percentage of the new revenue that his work or her work generates for the company. And it's paid only after that new revenue is received by the company. This is what you might call that 100% commission salesperson, for example. The risk is high, and therefore the reward potential is high. The people who fill these roles are not readily available, and they require a lot of training and a lot of people skills that allow them to build positive business relationships with potential customers. Jobs where there is risk because compensation is variable and directly related to results provide the potential for significantly higher compensation. Risk reward, right? The job that increases revenue for the company, a rainmaker, will always be compensated more than the individual contributor because their compensation is based directly on results. The rainmaker's comp is directly based on their results. Now, if you want a job where the risk is low and you're compensated within a compensation system that provides you with guarantees, then the consequences are that you probably won't see big, huge, positive jumps in comp unless you join the ranks of the managers of other individual contributors and you become a leader in your area of expertise. It requires some people skills and some risk. Because, see, as a leader, as a manager of a team or a leader of a team, your results are going to be based on how well the people on your team perform, how well the people that you lead are actually doing their work. There's risk involved there. You got to depend on somebody else to do their job. That's risky. And when you take that additional risk, there's additional reward. If you want the potential to earn large amounts of money, then you need to be a rainmaker. A rainmaker that's going to bring significant revenue into the company. And when you do, you must accept the risk that while there is potential for high comp, there's also potential that the compensation will go down if your results go down. It really is a direct relationship there, you guys. Makes all the difference in the world. All right. Well, there you have it. Do you want to be recognized as a leader in your area of expertise? Do you want to do more than what you're expected to do, and by doing that, show your ability to lead others? Do you want to have the potential to earn very high compensation levels? Well, start by doing more than you're currently being paid to do. Come in that hour early, stay that hour late, do things that you will be recognized for as being that leader. Some of you might consider all this old school because surely I am old. But all I can tell you with 100% confidence is that this principle and these concepts have worked for me for my entire 66 years on this big blue marble of ours. So there you have it. Best wishes, and I'll see you next week on the Business of Sales.